When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Sick of procurement bottlenecks, endless back and forth, and last-minute surprises? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify and automate their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement. You'll know whether spend is approved before you buy, and Bill's AI-powered automation helps reduce errors so you can make purchasing decisions with confidence. Plus, Bill Procurement puts everything you need to match and pay invoices right at your fingertips. So dump your clunky procurement process and keep your business moving and growing with Bill Procurement. Purchase, pay, and on with your day. Right now, score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Just go to bill.com/procurement200. Don't wait. That's bill.com/procurement200.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Sick of procurement bottlenecks, endless back and forth, and last-minute surprises? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify and automate their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement. You'll know whether spend is approved before you buy, and Bill's AI-powered automation helps reduce errors so you can make purchasing decisions with confidence. Plus, Bill Procurement puts everything you need to match and pay invoices right at your fingertips. So dump your clunky procurement process and keep your business moving and growing with Bill Procurement. Purchase, pay, and on with your day. Right now, score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Just go to bill.com/procurement200. Don't wait. That's bill.com/procurement200.
So you're out there looking to buy or refinance, and probably the number one question you have is, when are mortgage rates going to go down in 2025? So that's what we're going to talk about today. What I usually talk about on a daily basis, if you're used to my channel, is we talk about these over here and what's affecting these over here. But what I want to talk about today is 2025. When might you look to buy, or are rates ever going to come in line to refinance? So let's get over to it. And the reason why I'm doing this is mortgage rates, they've been completely stagnant stagnant throughout the year. Actually, they'd been pretty stagnant over the last 2 or 3 years. But there was a big economist coming out. His name's Barry Habib, and he's respected throughout the whole industry and by me as well. And he came out at the beginning of the year, and he said, well, based on all the information we have right now, we might see interest rates or mortgage rates in the high fives or maybe even the low sixes. And I sat there and I scratched my head, and I was like, Barry, I hope you know something that I don't know, because I don't see that coming. Well, that didn't come to fruition. So what I wanted to discuss today is actually trying to help you guys figure out, when are mortgage rates going to go down, or are they going to go down? So let's get over to the data that we want to show. So here's what we're looking at today. Current snapshot, where mortgage rates are in mid-2025. So basically, here's what I've been saying over the last kind of 2 or 3 years. And I said rates are probably going to be about 6.75 to 7%. And I try to squeeze in that range to help you a little more. A lot of analysts come in and they'll say, well, it's going to be between 5 and 7. Well, if you're out there looking to buy, that sure as hell isn't going to help you out. If you're looking to refinance, it's like, oh, that gives me no direction on where we're going to go. So let's get over to this news. Okay, so current snapshot that we're seeing right now, rates are in the high sixes, maybe low sixes on the 15-year term. Sometimes you can get in government loans. We've been locking some people in lately. They are getting rates in the high fives with government loans like FHA and VA, but I haven't seen any of those on conventional loans. So what the forecast is coming out is that's what we try to go over every day. We analyze what the new tax bill is going to do with things, what new tariffs are going to do with things, and just the economy in general. But the forecast so far, let's get over to it, what the economists are telling us and maybe the Association of Realtors. So let's go down through here and just kind of go through this as a snapshot, and I'll give you my comments as we move through. So current snapshot, mortgage rates in the mid-2025. Mortgage rates remain stubbornly high, roughly mid-sixes and the high fives for the 15-year. I don't really see that a lot in the 15 years, but we'll go with it. Slightly downward trend from 677 to 667 from early July. So these are really condensed numbers. Now, the forecast from the Association of Realtors and Fannie Mae and other organizations, they're basically right through here. The forecast from the National Association of Realtors, they're saying rates are going to be about 6.4%. Fannie Mae is saying 6.6. Mortgage Bankers Association, 6.8. Wells Fargo, 6.65. So basically, if you look at this, it's 6.75. I don't think we're going to get to 6.4. Let's say it's 6.5 to 7%. That's going to be where the ranges are until something actually cracks. Well, let's go down through here. Market context and buyer behavior. Well, sellers are holding on to pandemic-era mortgages, tightening inventory and keeping prices elevated. So what's happening is there's not a lot of first-time home buyer homes being built. Most of the homes being built, they're 3,000-4,000 square foot. It's kind of middle and upper, you know, echelon. When you usually get into housing, if you come from nothing, kind of like I did, you buy your first house, it might be a tiny little thing, and then you move to another one 5, 6, 7 years later, and you kind of work your trend up. A lot of people nowadays are going right from a condo or an apartment into this 3 or 4 bedroom home and all this other stuff. But a lot of the smaller homes and the more affordable homes for us, they were bought up over the pandemic, and they're just being squatted on. The people bought those, they probably refinanced, had fantastic rates, and they're just going to sit on those. And a lot of those might not even hit the market down the road, because a lot of these people might just end up renting the places. Because here's an example. My son purchased a home about 4 or 5 years ago. The house has increased probably about 40% in value. He refinanced when the rates were way down. So he refinanced at about a 2.625 rate. And his payment is, he could probably get 2 to 3 times the amount in rent that his payment is. So that's what a lot of people are going to do, unless you really need that money for the next down payment. And you can even buy your next home many times with only 3 or maybe 5% down. So that's what a lot of people are electing to do right now. So that's what you're seeing right through here. High rates combined with low inventory are creating a frozen or sluggish market. I can vouch for that. Buyers' budgets are getting small boost by interest rates, buy downs and so forth. Please don't do all these gimmicks to get you into a house and then eventually that house payment kind of blow up in your face. So be very careful when you're analyzing which mortgage products or how you're going to finance that home purchase. Strategies for buyers and homeowners. Be rate ready. And this is what we did. Mortgage rates, mortgage rate younger than a year ago. Lock in your rate when you find a reasonable one. So be ready. Shop around. Compare 3 to 5 lenders. Act decisively. Homes go fast, so get pre-approved and make sure you're diligent on that. And refinancing selectivity. If you have a much higher rate, refinance around the mid-sixes. That could save you a lot of money. So let me just break this down. Mortgage rates, they're basically a little bit lower than where they were a year ago. Not much there. So there's really nothing right here. Shop around. Compare 3 to 5 lenders. Now, we have a slogan here. So my name is Dan Frio. I actually do reports every day to inform you guys what's going on with these things over here. And we have a slogan where I work. And it's one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Well, we can actually take this item right off the charts for you, because right after this, I'm going to go over and show you how we compare your program or your loan with up to 30 different lenders. So pay attention until the end of this video. We're going to be going over that so I can explain to you or show you behind the curtains how that works. Looking ahead, what could move rates? Fed likely to begin cutting rates at the latter part of 2025, possibly in September. Key influences, inflation trends, that's what we watch on a daily basis. Economic data like jobs and CPI, that's what we'd watch on a daily basis. Global headlines, risk of tariffs and political parties and things like that. So this is everything that I focus in on a daily basis to help you guys understand what's going on in the markets that will be affecting these things over here. So that's why we do what we do on this channel. Key takeaways for clients: rates likely to decline slightly in 2025. Affordability remains challenging, but budget around mid-6 rates. I'm going to say out there, if you're looking to try to figure out if you can afford a home, I would always like you to go on the higher side of the equation. So if you're trying to qualify for a house, look at where the payment would be at a 7% rate. And if you can afford that, then most likely you're going to be in a good position later part of this year when you go out there and actually put a bid in on a home, because you might be surprised that rates might be down in the mid, maybe 6.5, 6.6 by then. But you'll have to stay tuned every day. You can figure that out by watching my channel. Affordability remains challenging. Preparation, speed, success, pre-approvals, lender shopping, rate locks. Okay, so here's what we're going to go over next. But first, let's just go to one last thing. Advisory summary. Buyers, don't wait on rates to collapse. Prepare, get pre-approved, and act decisively when you see mid-sixes offered. So basically what they're saying is if you see a rate in the mid-sixes, please be also careful that you're not paying a lot of cost for these things. And I'll get to that in a second. Like I said, current homeowners, if you have a rate right now over 7%, well, look at the numbers. I'll show you a link on our website that you can do just this. You can actually give me your information, what you have on your mortgage, what interest rate is, what your mortgage balance is, and then tell me what rate you want to refinance at. And when that rate hits it, I'll make sure I reach out to you and we get the paperwork started. That's the easiest way for homeowners to figure out what is the sweet spot when it comes to refinancing. Educate yourself on how rates change, linked to inflation, Fed moves, and the bond market. And that's what we try to do on a daily basis. So let's get over now and show you what we do behind the scenes to ensure you're getting rate quotes from not one, not two, not three, but up to 30 different lenders. So let's get over to it. Here's a system that we use. And again, folks, I work at a federal bank. And the cool thing about our bank is we're set up with 30. We just added another lender last night, or actually two lenders this week. One with adjustable rate mortgages that are fantastic. And another lender that has over 15 different home equity loans. So if you're in need of a home equity loan, could be on your primary home, could be on a rental property, it could be a first or second lien position, we have all those to cover for you going forward. But let's go over here and I want to show you kind of behind the scenes how we get quotes with up to 30 different lenders. Let's get over to it. So the first thing we're going to do is go through here, and I'm just going to create an FHA loan just to show you how different lenders have different rates. I'm going to show you right on the screen how by using our systems could save you $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000. So let's get over to it. You have this program here. We're going to plug it in, and we're going to give you the details right through here. So what we're searching for right now is somebody looking for an FHA loan. They're going to spend $350,000 on that home. When you're getting an FHA loan, you only need to put 3.5% down. So that means you have a mortgage of 96.5%. So the rest of it will be financed through this FHA program. We're going to put in this credit score. So usually if you have a credit score in the mid-high 700s, you go with a conventional loan. A lot of people also go with an FHA loan many times because it might give you a better rate. It might give you more leniency on debt ratio. Might give you a little more leniency also on your credit score. So let's get over here and say this person has a sub 700 credit score. So we're going to say they have a 680 credit score. And let's see what else over here. We're going to say they live in Chicago, so that is 60623. And that's about it. It's a single family home. It's going to be their primary home because it has to be if it's an FHA loan. We're going to say this person is a first time home buyer, and that is it. So now we're going to hit the submit button. Now what the system's doing is scanning all over the country with all these banks, credit unions, lenders that we're set up with, and it's analyzing this data. So here's what you're seeing. So right now, our system's saying Loan United, Wholesale, and this is a wholesale company. You don't have access to these rates or most of these companies. You have to go through their wholesale channel. Now, Loan United might have a mortgage division. It might just be local offices and things like that where you can't even get close to these rates that we get on the wholesale level. But Loan United, you can see right through here, they're offering a rate right now today at 6.125. This is also going to give you a $354 credit. That's what the green means here. Okay, so now let's say, for example, you didn't shop around and you ended up with, let's go down through here, PRMG Wholesale. And I'm not complaining about PRMG. I just want to show this for demonstration purposes. They're a fantastic bank and lender. This just FHA isn't their niche. But if you go over to them, let's say, for example, you reach out to them and they would have quoted you this. Well, yeah, we can get you 6.125 as well. But instead of that green tab right over to here that had you getting money back, this means it's going to cost you $5,210 to get the same rate that we did up through here, and you were getting over a $300 credit. This is what shopping around does for you, and this is how we can do it instantaneously with one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan with all these lenders. That's how we do it, folks, and that's the trick. So that's how we do it, and from there, what we usually do on my channel on a daily basis is then we move over to what the economic calendar looks like and then what the bond market did for the day. So I'm going to condense that today just to this for this piece right through here. So this is what we got on the economic calendar for today. Really nothing out there. NSFB optimism, consumer inflation expectations are expecting it to go down. That was some good news today. And there was that consumer credit. That's it right through there. Here's consumer credit. Look at the consumer credit for May. Last reading, it was $17.8 billion. It was supposed to drop a little bit to 11. It went all the way down to 5.1. So I think a lot of people are starting to really get tighten up their buckles or belt buckles and starting to live in within their budgets. So the next piece we're going to go to now is the bond market. So based on really no news out today, here's what the bond market did. So the 10-year treasury, a lot of people are interested in that. It is 4.4% right now. That's the highest level we've seen in a while. For right now, but we wanted this thing actually to go, can continue to drop, obviously. But a lot of times people get confused. They're like, okay, the 10-year treasury is at 4.4. What's mortgage rates doing? Well, you can't really figure it out by looking at the 10-year treasury. So why not look at a mortgage-backed security bond? So this is actually a bond that trades on Wall Street, and the yield on this bond is the biggest part of your mortgage rate, not the 10-year treasury, nothing else. It's right through here. So how to focus in on this and figure out what it's doing is all you need to know this. If the price, this is the price of the bond right through here. If the price of the bond is going down, rates are going up. If the price of the bond is going up, rates are coming down. Had a nice recovery today, folks. So what we saw today when the market opened, we were right here, and it just plummeted right out of the gate. There's really no economic news out or anything, but the market been recovering throughout the whole day. You can also see that over on the stock exchange. So if we go over to CNBC, see what the stock market's doing today. It was down considerably early. Let's see what it's doing right now. So basically across the board, I'll say it's a mixed bag of goods. Dow Jones is up or down a little bit. NASDAQ is doing nothing. It's up 5 points. The Russell's nothing. The VIX is plummeting. Look at the VIX. It's down to 16, down 5% there. Let's check and see what oil's doing. If oil's down, I'll be happy for today. No, oil is up almost to $70 a barrel is going to scare us, and that's not going to be helpful when it comes to inflation. Oil prices hold near two-week high as traders assess U.S. tariffs, OPEC output boost. OPEC is supposed to actually boost production, so I'm not sure why prices are going up right now. But there is a lot of conflict throughout the whole world at this time. And then Bitcoin or cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin is up $585 a share to $108,000 a coin. So that's what we're seeing across the markets. So now, last but not least, here's my website, folks. So if you got to this point, you might say, okay, Dan, how do I reach out to you guys for some help? Well, I'm going to show you a few different things on our website. So I hope you stayed till the end. So here's our new revamped website. What I'm going to show you is some functions that we have for you that just opened up. If you want to schedule a consultation with me or Alan, just click this button right through here. And what we do is it's just basically a phone call. We just go over any and all questions that you have, kind of like when we do it live. There's no pressure. We're just here to answer any questions that you have. Now, moving across here, we're going to have a refinance button. This refinance tab is going to ask you kind of what we said at the earlier stage of this video. You're going to be able to tell me what mortgage rate you have now. And when would you want to refinance? So if you're at 8% now, there's a lot of people out there with 8% rates. Maybe 7 helps you out, or 6, 7, 5. Well, rates are getting there, so you might want to just check this out and just see if it does save you any money. Okay, so that's that part of it. If you're in the process of getting a mortgage now and you've got a quote from somebody and you want me to run it through our price calculator to see if there are a better rate, lower fees, maybe combination of the two, we can go right through here. The loan estimate review. What's going to do is it's going to pull up this. Now, folks, I apologize. I forgot to put the submit button in there. So if you tried to do this previously, I apologize, it wasn't there. But what you're going to do is you're just going to tell me your brief information, give me what your credit score is, and then upload your loan estimate in there. What I'm going to do is I'll do a personalized video right to you to let you know, did you do a good job? Are you in great position? Well, that might be a thumbs up. Or are you in a position where we can save you a lot in fees and or rate? That might be the what usually happens when we run it through our system. So check that out as well. Let's go back to our tools, back to the rate update. Then you're going to go across through here. All calculators. These are even calculators I use when we're doing videos online, so you can check out there. Now, here's where it really gets interesting. With a lot of the investors we have, they might have programs like this. This is one lender that we're using right now that'll give you up to $7,000 in down payment assistance to use if you're looking to buy that home. So it's income-based. I also have a map in there. You can plug in your address, and it'll tell you exactly what your income has to be maxed out, and you'll see if you can qualify. So those are all the tools that we now have on our website for you guys out there. So that's it for today, folks. If we can be of some help, if you're looking to buy or refinance, please reach out to us. We have a lot of tools for you. And also, please check out our YouTube videos, because we have over 3,000 videos to help you guys maneuver real estate in 2025. One last thing, if you haven't yet subscribed to my channel, trying to get to 40,000 subscribers as soon as we can. So if you can do me one favor, just click the tab over there. I'd be appreciative. Thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Be safe out there. And I'll see you tomorrow morning and show you how all this mess starts another day. Take care, folks. Bye-bye.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.